Donald Trump Jr. knocks The View after show goes on hiatus. By Paul Bois on July 24, 2025. First son Donald Trump Jr. celebrated The View going on hiatus this week, calling it a major win for humanity and common sense. Co-host Joy Behar announced on Thursday that the show will have one more episode before going on hiatus, admitting that changes will be coming. "Before we go on hiatus, we only have one more show after this. I'm allowed to say that, right?" Behar said. "Too late now," co-host Alyssa Farah Griffin quipped. "Before we go, I wanted to tell people that the tide is turning," she said. "And things are changing." Later in the broadcast, co-host Whoopi Goldberg clarified by saying, "Okay, so this is what's going on. We will see you all for another new show, and we'll be back for our new season in September." Joy Behar is an irrelevant loser suffering from a severe case of Trump derangement syndrome, a White House spokesperson said in a statement. "It's no surprise that The View's ratings hit an all-time low last year. She should self-reflect on her own jealousy of President Trump's historic popularity before her show is the next to be pulled off air." Donald Trump Jr. joined in on the pile-on with a post on X, calling it a major win for humanity and common sense. "Look, it's entirely possible that there's issues over there. And stepping back, this broader dynamic, once President Trump has exposed these media gatekeepers and smashed this facade, there's a lot of consequences. I think the consequences of that aren't quite finished," FCC Chairman Brendan Carr said on Fox News. As Breitbart News reported, Disney and ABC executives allegedly told the hosts this year to tone down the Trump bashing. While The View hosts have never shied away from bashing Trump and Republicans in general, executives within the company have reportedly grown weary with the show's overemphasis on politics, feeling that it has strayed from its original inception as a talk show for women. According to the Daily Beast, two sources confirmed that Disney CEO Bob Iger and ABC News President Almin Karimedovic recently held a meeting with The View hosts and executive producer Brian Tetta, asking them to shift the conversation away from politics. Karimedovic highlighted episodes with celebrity guests that he said were highly rated, one source said, and encouraged them to lean into such coverage moving forward, noted the outlet. While Iger and Karimedovic did not go far to demand a change, the suggestion still upset the hosts, with Anna Navarro reportedly telling them that their audience tunes into the show for political perspectives. "This is what our audience wants. Isn't it gonna look kind of bad if we're all of a sudden not talking about politics?" Anna Navarro reportedly told the two executives. Paul Roland Bois directed the award-winning Christian tech thriller Exemplum, which has a 100% Rotten Tomatoes critic rating and can be viewed for free on YouTube, Tubi, or Fossum TV. "Better than Killers of the Flower Moon," wrote Mark Judge. "You haven't seen a story like this before," wrote Christian Toto. A high-quality, ad-free rental can also be streamed on Google Play, Vimeo On Demand, or YouTube Movies. Follow him on X at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.